All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, we're here a little late with our bravado bonus for the month, but better late than never. Okay, we're here.
Yeah. Hey, so, y'all. Welcome to, this is your August bravado bonus, but welcome to September.
Yeah, we're in September. Like, it's a full swing, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
So, what are we chatting about this month?
This month, we're going to be talking about resilience, resentment.
Mm, I've never heard that before.
I know. It's becoming more and more popular because of the resilience hype. You know, like, have you ever had somebody when you were going through a tough time say like, hey, just be strong, or you got this, don't worry,
you got this? No one has ever told me like, just be strong,
but
they have been like, you're strong, you got this, this will pass, kind of like, yeah. instead of embracing like what I'm going through, mm-hmm. kind of quickly get into the "you gonna push through, I know you, yeah. you gonna be good" type of energy.
Yeah. Yeah. And we see that a lot too in like marketing, you know, the mugs that be like, "keep calm, carry on."
Yeah.
Like all of that is kind of messaging around resilience. Mm-hmm. And we just have to acknowledge that everybody is not trying to persevere and like push through. Like there's some emotions that we have to go through.
Right.
And the messaging that we get when we're telling people to just pull yourself up by your motherfucking bootstraps can be a little toxic and not as great for our health and well-being, our mental health, as we think.
Yeah.
It has an adverse effect. I think about how often if somebody tells me that they're having a hard time, that maybe I even like immediately jump to the positive or the glass half full, because it's like, hopefully you're telling me this. Sometimes it's just as an ear, but I want to try to offer some sort of solution. And sometimes that looks like, girl, we gonna get through it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't, understanding this aspect along with toxic positivity helps me be more mindful so that I'm not just ushering people through like the process, because yeah. that part is common. So with resilience represents an ability to handle life setbacks and is an overall representation of adaptability. You know, like, oh, I got this. I feel like my mom is probably one of the most resilient people I know. So resilience, resentment is a pushback to those toxic nudges that encourages us to conquer our emotions and be unwavering under stress and difficult situations. So,
yeah, I think it's important that we reframe how we look at resilience. Because the way that we develop resilience is not by just being strong.
Right.
It's acknowledging our challenges and being open to asking and receiving help from people. Because I know that sometimes I offer the "you gonna get through" mm-hmm. Or the bright side of things, because it's uncomfortable. Like when people are presenting their challenges and I'm solution oriented. So I'm just trying to like hurry up and get to the other side.
Yeah.
And I want to do better with that, because it doesn't feel good when people are like, "you gonna get through," because nigga, right now I don't feel like I'm gonna be getting through.
And it's like, even if I know that I will get through, I'm having a real emotion and an experience that is requiring me to like not think about what's gonna come on the other side of this.
Right.
You know, like maybe I'm just down.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And it's okay.
It is.
It's
it
okay. So we're going to go through some ways that we can reframe our perspective around resilience so that we can be and do better. So the first way is to acknowledge that resilience is a process. It's not a trait, right? There's this belief that some people are just born with or without resilience. That is antiquated. Resilience takes time. Mm-hmm. I think that's even more true for Black women. The strong Black woman
yeah.
archetype is a badge that many of us have worn, like a badge of honor. Mm-hmm. It's something that people think is just automatically attributed to being a black woman.
Black woman experience.
And it's time to do better, especially the women who we're now saying that we want a soft life. Like we want to not be so damn strong and hard all the time. And it's hard to do that when everybody thinks that, you know, y'all got it, y'all strong, y'all resilient, you know, it ain't no tea.
But the truth is, like, both can exist. It's duality, because it's because resilience is your process. You can be a soft girl.
Yeah.
You know, you're yeah. not resilient because you're not being a strong Black woman. Like, girl, you can, there's moments for resilience. There's a time for resilience.
Yeah. And because it's a process, our lived experiences of dealing with pain, suffering, disappointment, etc., that's what helps us flex our muscles around adaptability and being resourceful. It's not just a flip of the switch, right? It's the shit that we have gone through, the things that we have seen.
Yeah.
And once we learn how to use the lessons from those difficult experiences that we've had with intention, we're able to develop more resilience. It's not a matter of how lucky or unlucky we are, or, you know, it don't run in my blood.
Right.
I ain't got that gene.
We lazy over in my family.
Yeah.
That's not the vibe.
Yeah. And I think because I do feel like I'm resilient sometimes, I can admit that I have looked at people like, what's yeah. going on with you? Why aren't you bouncing back? Like, you know, we all go through shit. Come on. But maybe they were the ones really taking the time to really, you know, experience what was happening.
Yeah.
And I was the problem.
Yeah, because again, that's how it's developed. The more we learn from our experiences and be able to take the lessons. Honestly, no, I think that maybe you probably have that experience, but I could say in the most recent breakups, you've developed a good resilience muscle in that area, because I feel like the breakup wasn't the easiest. It was tough, especially towards the end and everything that happened. But I feel like there was some lessons that you learned, because when it kind of spun the block or came back around in a little, even like in the friend way.
Yeah.
Like you understood it and you were able to adapt and draw back on the experience and the lessons even faster.
Yeah.
Like, you know, resilience doesn't necessarily just mean like, okay, we're getting through it. It's like, okay, what does my adaptability look like? How resourceful am I in this current situation? What can I draw on to get me to the next stage? You know what I mean? So I think just the more we understand the science behind resilience and what things actually are, almost like therapy speak, then when we really can distinguish like what this means versus what we think it means, we can process it better and like understand it in a way that is actually practical, that makes sense.
I think that is a good point, because when we sometimes look at resilience as one way, it could look like I'm resilient. Once I notice it, I'm done. I move on. Yeah. Versus maybe I had a different process, but I'm still resilient because I came out on the other side and on top, just in a different way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So another way to reframe your perspective around resilience is understanding that it's not about bouncing back and suppressing the dark emotions, right? So the strong back Black woman archetype, again, pretending that we're good and not acknowledging that we're facing a difficult time is not beneficial to our well-being, y'all. And I can do this. I've had this it's part of my chart, my history. You know, just being like, I'm good. Somebody asking you if you need anything or is anything going on. And you're just like, no, that's our automatic response. As soon as somebody's like, how are you? I'm well.
Yeah.
Bitch, are you really?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to act as if you don't have to pretend that you're good when you really aren't. And another thing is like getting up after we've been knocked down without examining those lessons and nurturing ourselves, sort of like we were talking about, can create an adverse impact
it really can. Us, you know be what thinking I mean? You're moving and grooving.
And you're not. You're just sweeping shit under the rug.
Yeah.
And it's creating a deeper, bigger wound. But there's research that shows, and we all know this, we've spoken, we preach about this, but mindfulness that focuses on acceptance and really exploring your difficult emotions are really what can help us kind of move through them in a way that's more effective than just like blatantly ignoring them. So using that emotion wheel. This is called emotion wheel, right?
Yeah, to identify the emotions that you're feeling beyond the surface and say, like, I'm okay, or I'm irritated, or I'm annoyed, or whatever. It's like you're actually feeling something deeper that deserves to be explored.
And even if you're feeling it, accepting, I'm sad right now. I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. I'm angry. Once we can accept it, then it's like, okay, now I can start looking at what it is that's making me angry or how I'm feeling and really start to process and healthily move on. Because we'd be quick to get up out of some shit. Ooh, I don't like the way that I feel. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Moment I stop having fun with it, I'll be done with it.
Listen.
That's the most iconic Drake line.
But don't be done with it. Really, don't be done.
Don't be done with yourself.
It just be a carryover sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing is that true resilience is about harnessing protective factors, not having the perfect life. So we understand that life is hard, right? Relationships are complicated. Work and school and everyday life can drain us. But research has shown that perfectionism has spiked 33% in the past 10 years. We are still trying to be perfect.
Yeah.
No matter how much we preach it, no matter how much we state perfection is not reality, there are still pieces of us that strive for perfection. I know. I can identify with that. Even when I try to give myself a break, it's like, what the fuck? What the fuck going on? Mm-hmm. And I'm hard on myself. We're hard on ourselves. Social media, we already know, doesn't make it any better because it makes it seem like we need to have our shit together. If we haven't been grinding all day and we're not meeting our life goals by a certain age, it feels like we're crumbling. Yeah. It's easy for us to feel underaccomplished and unsuccessful when our ideals of having an insta-perfect life are constantly being shoved down our throats, right? We're spending too much time on these apps. But there's been more research that shows that there's power in having these protective factors in our lives that can help us create a buffer against these feelings of perfection, right? So what protective factors are? These are care and relationships. They're living out your values, practicing gratitude, spending time on activities that you enjoy and relaxing, laughing, and having the ability to draw upon your past experiences to solve whatever current problems you're dealing with.
Yeah.
We have to have these things in place and understand that there's no perfect life, but we can focus on building these protective factors so that we can navigate through this life a little easier. You know, like it's not about just being super strong. It's about having things in place to help us.
Yeah. And we know that to be true. Even when things aren't going in our way, our favor, it's so refreshing and stabilizing, I think, when you know that there's other things in your life that are going well. Right. Hey, Bookies, we got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story, but now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this, you're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. You know what I mean? It's like, maybe you are having a difficult time at work. Maybe your relationship isn't the best right now. Maybe you're struggling with your own identity or self-worth, like internally with things. But if you have things that you can refer to or defer to when things are getting tough, it's like, okay, it's not so dark.
Right. And it's not, we don't have to have that all or nothing thinking.
Yeah.
Or it's like, okay, this sucks, so my life sucks. It's like, no, it actually doesn't. Maybe this part.
This part. Does,
but not the whole totality of my life.
I know, and throwing it all away when it's like, girl, you could be doing other things that help you build up tolerance to go back into that other shitty part.
Right.
And keep working on it.
Yeah.
I think that's how we feel about our like personal lives. I mean, our jobs.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you might not like your 9-to-5, your white man gig, but the other parts of your life are so fulfilled that it gives you the like power, the battery, puts the battery on your back.
It does.
To go back in there and work for 5 days.
Listen, because those funds help me with my protective factors. They do.
Yeah.
They help me pay for my experiences, mm-hmm. the things I want to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I do want this part to be better. And as I'm actively working to make it better, let me pour into the things that I enjoy. And I know, like, I do.
And it's like a cycle. It keeps pouring into one another.
It does. It does. I'm like, but you know, the gratitude thing is real because it's so easy for my mind to go into what's not working. Mm. And I really have to be intentional and exert a lot of effort to be like, what is working? What am I thankful for? What am I grateful for?
Right.
Like the other day I had woke up and I was making up my bed and I'm like, I'm really thankful that I'm able to like get up and move freely and make up my bed and prepare myself to like start my day in a way that I want to, because some people aren't, and I'm just thankful for this. It's very small,
right?
But I'm thankful,
period. And then you don't feel all ass shitty,
right? Like, you know, this is good. I remember when I've always had a bed to make up, but you know, we'll start going.
Yeah. But thankfully, shit, there's people who ain't got a bed to make up.
I know
the little things,
yeah.
So. Another way to reframe resilience is understanding that it's a community thing, y'all. Relationships and a sense of belonging are associated with helping create the conditions of psychological safety, right? So when we feel like we belong in a place without fear and we're not being belittled or scrutinized, we feel safe there.
Yeah.
We feel safe there.
And that's a pretty big part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that
Come on.
That psychological safety.
Yeah.
Like before you can get to the top where we really want to be, you really have to have that basic need.
Yeah. So knowing that you're not alone and you have people who support you and living out your values, it really helps create that momentum and sense of shared purpose. You know, it's like really resilience is built when we are able to join together with the people around us to identify what actually sustained us. So that looks like candid, caring relationships, pouring into who we are. You know, it really gives us a sense of like, I could keep doing this thing. Imagine all the times that you have, or I can speak to myself when I'm feeling down or even scared or like, okay, I need to be able to talk to my friend about this.
Yeah.
I was just having this conversation with you yesterday about a topic that I feel more sensitive about.
Oh, right.
And we were like going to go into a group setting.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
like, let me finish getting my thoughts out here with you because I don't really want to go into the group setting and have this conversation just because of like the safety
the
aspect.
The safety aspect is not there.
Yeah. Not feeling like judged or like what I say is going to be turned against me or like, oh, see, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And it gives me the fuel.
Right.
It gives me the fuel to honestly continue to be in the circumstance that I'm in because you can start to feel like,
oh, girl, I know.
I'm tired. I'm
you
tired
can.
Of waiting. I'm
you
tired
can.
Of pushing. I'm tired of, you
I'm
know.
Tired of things not happening. The safety is needed.
Yes.
The safety in the community is needed because the conversations that we have amongst with ourselves in our head are very one-dimensional.
Yeah.
You know, you can even feel like you have it all figured out with the mm-hmm. tools and the experience that you have and the knowledge. But when you talk to somebody else that you feel safe with that has like their own tools, knowledge, and insight, it really makes you feel different. That
yeah.
does make me feel like, okay,
yeah.
I feel like I can do this. Like,
right.
I feel a little bit more equipped because, nigga, talking to myself ain't good for me.
And
only
and
talking
like
to
you
myself.
And like you said, it's very subjective.
Yeah.
When you talk to somebody who's not in it, but in it with you, you know, not in your
right,
circumstance,
right.
but got your back and you can trust them, then it's like, let me get some different perspective and I can actually move through the situation the way I'm intended to.
Right.
And the same thing happened with Wook. When
yeah.
she was like, you know, honestly, I would have approached the situation completely differently. If
I wouldn't
Brittany,
have talked to y'all.
Yeah. She was like, if y'all wouldn't have gave me that insight. Now she's still doing whatever she want to do.
She is. She.
But I could see her turning the corner a little bit.
And this, I can too. And it's like a part of the safety is still giving people the space to do that.
Yeah.
But when they like feel comfortable talking to you, standing firm and still guiding them, you know, because it's like you still feel safe enough to come. And you want to receive the information, so let me identify the problem areas that you might not be able to see
right,
to better help
spots.
Equip you to go back into that fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't see it, but let me call it out real quick
yeah.
and like tell you in a loving way so that you know, because people can't play us like fiddles when we're alone.
Oh, I know.
They really can't play. They can play us like fiddles.
I feel like resilience is really like becoming a master of the lessons that life gives us. You know, I don't think it's necessarily when I say mastering, I mean like your emotions, your perspective, your outlook, your ability, like your adaptability, not like I'm taking everything. I'm getting a W in all of it. And I'm not
yeah.
eating no L's. I'm not taking no L's. Like, I think that you might take an L, but how do you make it a lesson?
Yeah.
How do you come back and be like, oh, I could do it differently this way?
Yeah.
Or maybe I can draw on this experience and to help me in this moment. Or maybe now I can talk to this person because I know that they've been there. Like, that's true resilience, not just being able to eat all the punches.
Right.
Like, damn, you don't got to get beat down, knocked
yeah.
down. That's not what it's about.
Yeah.
It's like, how can you really be graceful
yeah.
in your experiences and that's just really what I just thought about.
I agree. It's not what they've told us to be.
It's not.
It's not what it's been. It's not what we've been painted out to be. It really is leaning on each other.
It is.
Like, but they lied.
Because
they lie to us.
At the top of this, when I say like my mom is the most resilient person I know, I feel like I, prior to this whole conversation, was thinking about resilience in a way of like overcoming struggle.
Right.
Or like overcoming hardship and like still making it to the top. But like, and I think that my mom has done a great job at that. But then I think about, and she's working on this, but like her ability to actually like process trauma
mm-hmm.
and like really feel and be emotional and vulnerable, like that area is still very she has an area of opportunity in that regard.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how much more resilient could you really be?
Exactly.
If you were having all of these experiences where you're like, I feel this thing.
Yeah.
And like, maybe I got to process and work through it, and then I can get on the other side of it.
Yeah. I think that our parents' generation can really benefit from conversations like this, because they really are the ones that need to do a reframe on resilience, you know, because they really did have to get it out the mud in a different type of way.
Yeah.
Without having the support from even their parents and their village, because it was just straight survival mode.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to take advantage of not having to be in the straight survival mode and have this information to be fucking better. Because we don't want the toxic type of resilience. No. We really don't want the toxic type of resilience. We want to be strong and be able to overcome. But at the same time, we want to be able to feel and work through.
Yeah. And I think that if you are somebody who's in survival mode and you are struggling, you know, that this is a great time for you to step back and examine what your resiliency is based in or based upon, and find, but lean into your community and the people who you care about, and really, do a reset.
Yeah, do a reset. We don't have to stay in survival mode. One final word on that is, like, I feel like when the resiliency is based on like just surviving, it's really hard to disconnect from that. You know, like all of the actions, all of the conversations, and thoughts and decisions are kind of rooted in that, to where it's like, you know, you're okay. Yeah. You know, you can rest, you can relax. I'm thinking about, well, I won't say that. I won't say that part. But yeah. There's room. I want better for us.
Right.
I want better for us. So.
And it's possible. It's possible. We just have to take, be intentional. Be intentional. Practice our mindfulness. Practice our gratitude. Understanding the power of community and really leveraging those protective factors. You know, doing those things that make you feel good. So when the low lows come, they don't take you under.
Yes.
They can't take you under.
We're trying to float resilient. And you're still resilient. Yeah.
You're still resilient.
So hopefully this episode and this information helps you and inspires you to keep going and to encourage your community to do the same.
Yeah. And to feel along the journey.
Feel. We got to feel.
Feel it all.
We got to feel.
We'll see y'all in a few weeks, actually.
We will.
We'll be back here
We'll be back with another bonus this month, y'all. Okay?
And a quick reminder. We put a post up, but we are transitioning to a single level membership community. So one price for everything. It's going to be offered until October 1st. At $10. If you're listening right now, you have the ability to be grandfathered in to the new one level membership.
If you're listening right now, you're actually in a good space.
You're listening in a good space, but changes. You need to make changes because if you're,
Soul Sisters are $10. They said for only for Soul Sisters.
But if you're a homegirl, I mean, if you're a bestie.
Oh, yeah, if you're a bestie.
If you're a bestie and you're paying $25 right now.
Yeah.
And you want to stay a part of this community, then you need to switch your membership over to the current level that's listed as the Soul Sisters, which is $10 a month. You will be grandfathered into that tier, and you will reign at $10 a month for good. Anybody who's joining after October 1st, so if you cancel your membership and you come back on October 2nd, you're going to pay $15 a month.
Yeah.
Okay? So there's a whole post, a very detailed post about what the transition is going to look like, what to do depending on the tier that you're currently enrolled in. It's very seamless. If y'all have any questions, please feel free to message us and we will answer them. We appreciate you and your resources that you're investing here in the community that we're building here with the BGB. And we're grateful.
We are. We'll talk to y'all soon.
Love you. Bye.